Today's Mishnah is our Masech Teshvius, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, and Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav is very much a continuation of Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei, which discussed the halacha that Eimaitzian, you're not allowed to take out Shem and Sreifa and Perek Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. The Mishnah now is going to discuss a similar halacha that's related not to Shem and Sreifa, not to Perek Shvius, but halacha that's related to Truma. So Truma is, of course, the first mitzvah that you think of when you think of mitzvahs atluyos baretz. Meaning, midday raisa, the only time a yid has to be mafos truma from his peiros is if the peiros grew in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Rabbanon did say that there are certain areas in Chutz Laretz where a person has to keep the laws of trumas and maestras as well. These were lands that were really close to Eretz Yisrael, such as Syria, but other places as well, where the Chachamim imposed a truma that would be nogeya midrabbanon. And the Mishnah over here begins with a fascinating halacha. Ein mevi'in truma michutz laretz la'aretz. If someone was mafresh truma from Peres Chutz Laretz, he gave it to a kohen, the kohen's not allowed to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. So the previous Mishnah discussed taking something from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz. Now we're going backwards. We're going to Riktzeveg. You're taking something from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah says you can't do it. So what's Pashup Shat? So the Rav said that the reason is because the Chama were afraid that if you can take Truma from Chutz Laretz into Eretz Yisrael, you would have Kehanim living in Eretz Yisrael. They would go to Chutz Laretz to take Truma and bring it back into Eretz Yisrael with them. That's not something you're allowed to do. Meaning, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. It's not so posh you can leave Eretz Yisrael. So to prevent that from happening, the Chachamim made a takana, and they said you can't bring Truma from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. Reb Shimon said, Shemati b'Feirish, I heard, Shemavim Misurya, Ve'emavim l'Chutz Laretz. It's true, you can't bring from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but you could bring from Surya. Who's this Reb Shimon? It's the same Reb Shimon we had in the previous Mishnah. Reb Shimon in the previous Mishnah said that even though you can't bring Shem and Sreifa Perish Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, but to Surya you can. So too in the opposite. You can't bring Truma from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but from Surya to Eretz Yisrael you could. What's Pshat in this Reb Shimon? Whatever Pshat in the previous Reb Shimon was. We spoke out two Pshatim in Reb Shimon. Either Reb Shimon holds that Surya is really part of Chutz Laretz, but we treat it like Eretz Yisrael regarding certain dinim. So here too we treat it like Eretz Yisrael. Or Pshat in Reb Shimon is the Rashmi Shantz in his Pirush on the Torah's Kayanim, who said that Reb Shimon holds that Surya is really Eretz Yisrael Medei Raisa. Because Kivush Yochid is Shmei Kivush, so if Surya is Eretz Yisrael Medei Raisa, it's Pashit, why this halacha wouldn't be Nogei? It's true, you can't bring from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, but Surya is not Chutz Laretz. Surya really is Eretz Yisrael. And on that note, Hadron Alach, the sixth Perek of Masech Teshvius. Perek Zayin. So Perek Zayin, of course, is going to continue to discuss the laws of Shvius, and it begins with the words Klal Gadol, which means that we're not just going to learn Halachos, but we're going to learn foundational principles that relate to the laws of Shvius. So the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shvius. The following general rule was said as it relates to Shvius. Kol Shehu Maichel Adam, anything that's Maichel Adam, meaning anything that grows from the ground, and it's something that people eat. Or, U'maichel Behema, it's not something that people eat, it's something that animals eat. Or, U'mimenat Soivim, it's something that grows in the ground, but it was not used to eat, but rather it was used as a dye, which was very popular. The Einoi Meskayim Ba'aretz, and it's something that doesn't last for too long of a time in the ground. Meaning, if you tried preserving it in the ground, at some point, it wouldn't be there anymore. The halacha is, yesh lo shvius, these things would be subject to the laws of shvius, uludama shvius, if you took them and sold them, the kedusha of the peiros would transfer over to the money. Yesh lo biur, these foods and the money will be subject to the laws of beer, and as we just said, uladam of beer. The money would be subject to the laws of beer as well. So what's the laws of beer? The law of beer states that although a person is allowed to benefit and he's allowed to eat food that grows in his own field, meaning he has to be mafker, but it doesn't preclude him from being able to take as well, but there is a limitation to that, and that is as long as there's something available in the field, then he's allowed to have whatever he wants. He could hoard it inside his house. But once it's not available in the field anymore, at that point, you have to be mafkerit, machloikis, if you could even benefit from it. But there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of beer that relates to Shvius as well. So says the Mishnah, anything that's either Meichel Adam, or it's Meichel Behemo, or it's Miminat Soivet, meaning either people eat it, animals eat it, or it's something that's used as a dye. That's number one, meaning other. Number two, it's Einu Miskayim Baretz, it's something that doesn't have a kiyum. Then the halach is Shvius, if you transfer the Kedusha from the Paris onto money, the money will be subject to Shvius. it's subject to the laws of beer. Uladom of beer, its money would be subject to the laws of beer as well. Now the Mishnah is going to give examples of things that fall into these categories. Says the Mishnah, the Eze, what are some examples? The Alei Haluf Hashoita. So one example would be the leaf of the wild luf. So luf is a certain type of onion, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. Shaita means it's vild. So the ale, the leaf of this vilde luf, that would be an example of something that checks off these boxes. Va'ale hadandano, the leaf of mint. Ha'ulshin v'hakreshin, endives and leek. V'harigila, a certain type of herb. V'netz ha'cholav, and that's an herb that has a flower on top, the Rav says, that's white like milk. And that's why it was referred to as v'netz ha'cholav. See, these would all be examples of things that are meichel adam, that's also einoy miskayim ba'aretz, and as a result, yesh loy shvius, uladom of shvius, yesh loy beer, uladom of beer. Umaychol behema. What are examples of maychol behema that also is enei miskayim ba'aretz, so that it would have the halacha of the Mishnah? Hachoychim v'hadardarim, thorns and thistles. Umiminatzoyvim. What would be an example of something that's a plant, that's a dye, that's enei miskayim ba'aretz, and therefore has the halachas of the Mishnah? Svichei istis v'koitza. Different types of plants. What's the halacha with all these things? So the Mishnah chazes it, tzimtzveitamol. Yeshlem shvias, they are subject to the laws of shvias. And if you sell them, uludmeim shvias, the money will have the kedusha shvias. Yeshlem beer, they're subject to the laws of beer, viludmeim beer, and their money would be subject to the laws of beer as well. So just two things that need to be spoken at to understand Pasha Peshan and the Mishnah. The first thing is the Mishnah gave examples of Meichel Adam, Meichel Behema, Mimin Atzoivim. Sounds like it. The law, the Mishnah, is limited to these things. The Rav says it's not. Of course, there are other things that would be included in the halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just mentioned these things because there's a chiddush in each one of these things. Ayin b'mefarshei mishnayos. But the point is, there's a chiddush in the things mentioned in the Mishnah, and that's why we mentioned this list. But not to think that this is an exclusive list. It's certainly not. There are other things that are true for the halacha of the Mishnah that were not mentioned in the Mishnah. That's number one. Number two, it sounds a little bit like these things are the only things that are subject to the laws of shvias. The truth is, that's not true. What's unique about this list is that these are either Meichel Adam, Meichel Behema, Mimin Atzoivim, and they're Einoy Miskayim Ba'aretz. There are going to be other foods that are also going to be subject to the laws of shvias, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah. Those things, however, are miskayim ba'aretz. And because they're miskayim ba'aretz, the halacha is going to be a little bit different. So what part of our Mishnah is unique to things that are in a miskayim ba'aretz? It's the fact that yesh loy bir uladam of bir. Yesh loy shvias uladam of shvias. That's true for almost everything. What's unique about our Mishnah is that our Mishnah is discussing things that are enei miskayim ba'aretz, and only things that are enei miskayim ba'aretz are yesh loy bir uladam of bir. However, things that are miskayim ba'aretz, again, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, are not going to be included in the laws of bir. And the reason is because bir is something that by definition means when it's not available in the field, so there's a certain set of rules that you need to follow. Something that's enoi miskayim ba'aretz is something that practically lends itself to the laws of bir. Something, however, that's miskayim ba'aretz does not lend itself to the laws of bir, and that's something that we'll see a little bit more about in the next Mishnah.